Yo, 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 check it out. This is the rapper Big Pooh, live and direct. Right now, you're checking out the Hip Hop Digest Show. Junior.
Yo, drinking Heineken, as we go inside the mind again. Never mind the men, drop a gem, can he shine again? Most definite, let this be my last will or testament. For the pessimist, exercise for the exorcist. Johnny Treacherous, like three, I'm supposed to be perpetuous. Decimate the poetry and everything that's close to me, the lecherous. Jonathan, king of the seven seas, battle with Leviathan, the Methodist. Poly to your deficit, hit it up. If I can't live it up, somebody gotta give it up. John Jay, blow him out the water, Dr. Bombay. Yo, bitch look like Strong Jay, rubber mean the wrong way. Burn one and saute, bringing you different ways of swordplay. They bust a bullets over Broadway, deep cover. I'm like Larry when the fish burn, I burn rubber. Cause I'm not an easy lover. Lover.
Damn!
Bobby.
Diggy.
Yeah. Look, I'm gonna have to go back and listen because he made it sound dope, so I don't know why I didn't like it.
It's a Method Man verse, though, so yeah, you know you're gonna love it.
So let's intro. Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Of course, it's E Green, my brothers. What's up?
No doubt,
what's
yo.
What's good?
And bringing you in on the Hip Hop Digest sing along is
Creative
with
NYC Everything off the Bobby Digital album.
Yes, I'm holding it up right here.
Yes, he is.
So Creative, what's good, me and you, son? I see you. We like
Bobby,
right
Bobby,
here.
Bobby, did you? I fucking hated that album. I'm not even gonna fucking front my nigga.
So there's a quick story that goes with that album. I ended up with the album in a trade. So real talk, Doc, your brother Doc bought that.
Oh, did he?
Yes, Doc bought that, and I had a Jungle Basement drum and bass CD. But I was feeling that Bobby Digital, yo. And he was like, oh, fuck this. I'll trade you that drum and bass for that Bobby Digital. And I didn't regret it.
He went outside the genre on it.
That's how much he didn't like that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, it's not that he didn't have bad, that he had horrible beats on there. It's the fact that I did not like RZA's flow on that shit, son. He was on some different shit. And I was like, what is this? That Bobby, digi, just kept fucking with me, son.
Tell you what, this shit ages well. If you pull it out, you're going to be like, yo, I must have been
beats,
tripping.
Like I said, the beats was not fucking, they were not horrible, B, but it was the flow that I was not fucking with. And like I said, met the man, he came, he brought it.
All right, that's what's good.
Like a revisit to me.
Shout out to Creative.
My man. So anyway, before we get started heavy, anybody got anything extras, any news flashes, anything?
I don't know if you want to do a Daddy Q wrap up.
Oh, well, we should. It was Kurt G's 15th annual Father's Day barbecue, also known as the Daddy Q.
Yes, sir.
It was a nice event. His son, Kobe, showed up.
Oh, yes, he did. It was nice to see him. I hadn't seen him in a while.
Yeah, no doubt. So it was good to see him as well. Whatever it was, it was dumb full. It was crowded in there. The house into the backyard and then to the outer yard. Had chairs.
Wow. Front and back. Niggas was packed. And this has been the most people that we've seen since. I was like, damn, this is crazy. So just imagine next year.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was actually pretty good. Really, it was uneventful in that way. We got Debo'd again. Soka was the order of the day.
Oh, you know it. You're in a household with trinnies. You
right.
Better leave. You're going to have to play some fucking Soka, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah. Soka was the order of the day.
Family.
So, but then, like I said, it was all good. Good food, good drink and everything. So, no doubt.
Yes, sir. And this nigga, he brought a rum cake to the party and shit. So, I said, nigga, if you're going to bring a rum cake, this is his first time cooking one now, mind you. He's like, he going to experiment and try a rum cake. I'm like, B. You gonna bring a rum cake to the party? This is Trini's, my nigga. They know about rum cake, my dude.
Hell yeah!
But he did not disappoint. They still talking about that rum cake. He brought the fire on that shit.
So no doubt. So that's what's good. So let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest Show is two housekeepers suing Dr. J for alleged poor work conditions.
Dr. J or Dr. Dre?
Did I say J?
You said J.
You said Dr. J.
Okay.
Damn. I was thinking, God damn.
I'm like, Julius Erving. Right.
Okay. So, I mean the good West Coast doctor, Dre. They're suing him for poor working conditions. Two housekeepers claim that Dr. Dre and his wife mistreated them and had a very restrictive work environment by failing to provide meal and rest breaks, among other labor code violations. The housekeepers say that they were allowed a few minutes for a meal break and they had to work late into the night. It was a whole 15-page complaint about the working conditions over at your boy's mansion. Now, mind you, one housekeeper was making $39.60 an hour, and the other housekeeper was making $45 an hour. So, before I go on, Swerve, I don't mean to get in your business. Are you making $45 an hour?
It's close.
Okay. It's all right. Close. Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to get in your business, but I'm just saying, but if you're making $45 an hour, you doing reasonably okay. I'm assuming you can pay your light bill.
You see the lights on, right? You see them. These the lights.
You see them.
You know what I mean? So, and I only say that to say only because you're in California. You know the economy out there. Yeah. The 45 now sound good to somebody who living in Macon, Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
B, let me explain something to you. 45 an hour is good to anybody out there. You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
I know people making way less doing that same shit.
Right, right.
And are there for a reason, you know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody going to just do that shit. You there for a reason. But if these two ladies feel like that's all they could do and that's all they got, then, yo, that 39 and 45 is a strong statement against that other bullshit out here.
Well, B, I'm going to come in with this voice. This is the voice I'm going to come in with. Now, not that I agree, because they make, like you said, they're making 39 and 45 an hour. Now, that ain't nothing to sneeze at. That's overtime for a lot of niggas.
Right.
When they get to that level, they on overtime. So I'm like, but if they working the fuck out of you, you want a break, my nigga. I don't care how much you making now. You make $200 an hour. If niggas is working the shit out of you on some slave labor, you picking cotton for $200 an hour. Yeah, you picking cotton for $200 an hour, but damn, you out here sweating like a motherfucker. I need a break.
Yeah, sir, boss.
Look, I need a fucking break, though.
Yeah, sir, boss. Look, I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead.
No, I'm only saying, look, I'm not saying, first of all, what would possess Dr. Dre? I don't know. I mean, maybe he's just one of them funny niggas at the crib and shit. You know what I mean? And he figured, you know, at $45 an hour, you know, he want that motherfucker floor clean. You know what I mean?
But I'm like, yeah. how much mess are they making in that motherfucker? Well, how many people are living in there? They got a house of kids, 15 kids or some shit in there?
Let me again reiterate, there are people in California, Los Angeles County, Orange County, right now, that would take those jobs in a heartbeat, knowing that they're going to be on the clock 24/7. Because that's what's happening out here, yo. It's you just have to use it to your advantage. Maybe they just didn't know and just got tired of getting calls at 11 o'clock at night. I don't know, but there was ways around that.
Anyway, they went on to say that they were also being bullied by other staff members, basically saying, you fucking up.
Right. Yeah. Y'all motherfuckers, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Y'all trying to fuck it up for the rest of us.
Right.
See?
We's eating good out here.
Shit,
Master treating us good. Why the fuck you playing with us? Master treating us real good.
So, apparently during the 13-month stint, they also filed an unfair termination. To make a story very, very short, the case was dismissed. And I'm sure that Dr. Dre and his wife were relieved And there probably is a great advertisement that if you get hired at his house, you'll at least make good money. Now, he may be calling you, you know, I got my boys, you know, coming over. We fuck the couch up, get over here and get the steamer on it. I don't know, but...
And for $45 an hour, it's niggas right now
sending in their fucking applications like, yo, yep. B, I'm trying to get that.
Right.
Yo, B, there are jobs out here that are asking for some kind of degrees and offering to pay people $15 an hour, yo, with degrees. Mm. So they got a job cleaning up after a billionaire. I mean, there's a point where you got to be with your family. There's a work-life balance, and maybe Dre is taking advantage of that shit, but you got to just figure it out.
Because the rest of them niggas is like, shut the fuck up, dog.
Yeah, no. I know. I mean, I guess, again, but that's probably, when you got as much money as he got, yo, I mean, you get so many fucking lawsuits, yo, and You know, you got a lawyer, you know what I mean? Just all the time, somebody suing and shit, you know. It's Dre, his fence is over my property line. I want $10 million, you know, all kinds of crazy shit, you know what I mean?
So, dog pissed on my
cat.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't get no ideas, B.
So, all right, no doubt. Let's keep it rocking. Next stop, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Pusha T and Kanye West sued again for copyright infringement. This suit comes and features a prominent sample of George Jackson's I Can Do Without You on the song, Come Back Baby. That was the song, and where basically the copyright holders of Mr. George Jackson said that they sampled it without paying. The lawsuit specifically notes that over 35% of the entire song, Comeback Baby, that is, comprised an unauthorized and unsolicited samples of I Can Do Without You. And that's basically the old guy that's singing the hook in between his story. The suit also alleges that given the subject matter of Pusher T, basically talking about his drug-selling exploits up and down the Eastern Seaboard, that he would not approve of the sample. And also goes on to say the defendants have a wanton pattern of willful sampling and unauthorized recording stealing without consent or permission. An undisclosed amount of money was being asked. This is like the third or fourth lawsuit on that Pusha T jump this year, son.
That, you know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
That reminds me of when Chuck D sued Biggie and them for that 10 crack commandments.
Wow, word.
Because he was like, he didn't like the fact that he's talking about crack and using his voice.
Right, right, right. And Chuck D caught a little bit of flack. You know, it's the hip hop shit, nigga. What's good, yo?
But they right, though, B. I hate to say it. They're right, because if you ain't going to come get permission and pay me my just due, then you going to have to pay me my just due in the court.
And actually, you know what? Since you said that Chuck D shit, as memory serves me correct, he actually didn't sue Biggie specifically.
No, he sued the label. He sued the label.
Well, no, he sued the label. I mean, Primo was tied up in that, but he sued the label. He sued Puff, the publishing company.
Basically, he came after niggas with the money.
Right, right.
He went after niggas with money.
Right. So, and that's pretty interesting. And what about this whole thing about that they have shown a pattern of sampling and stealing music without permission? Meaning, generally, that's just...
Kanye is not in the underground anymore. This nigga is not somebody that could just get away with looping up some shit and get away with it. Because that is prevalent now. You know how the New York niggas do it.
Yeah, New York niggas ain't got Kanye money. So, but the point is, you mean to tell me that Kanye West can't get a lawyer or can't get an entertainer? Is he skimping on that part of the business?
I guess he's thinking, fuck it, I'm just use this. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. I'm Kanye, and I'm going to use this shit, which in actuality is the worst thing. Just pay them. That's all they want is money. Just, but and it's their work.
Right. Just give them their paper. Ask permission. Shit, you might get a break on it.
This shit reminds me of that Gilbert O'Sullivan shit with Bismarck and them.
Nah,
Alone Again.
I think that's different. B. Gilbert O'Sullivan, first of all, was a fucking player hater. And number two, that they sampled Gilbert O'Sullivan. I guess it will remind you of Gilbert O'Sullivan and the fact that they didn't ask permission. But that was, shit, that was what, 89, 90?
Yeah.
This is a long time ago. Cats was still getting away with a lot of sampling.
Niggas was Free Willy back then.
Right. Yeah,
they were, but that still don't make it right. And even right now, it's even worse because Kanye knows better. He should know better.
You know what's sad about it is that these lawsuits just make niggas not want to sample. I mean, the hip-hop has gotten to the point where niggas don't sample anyway, the type of tracks these niggas is making, where they ain't even sampling no more. On a commercial level, they pretty much want to stay with their bullshit. So when niggas is getting sued like this, it makes them like, you stay away from that type of stuff.
Niggas wouldn't get sued if they asked proper permissions. That's what it comes down to. A cat has copyrighted work out there. And two, you know, all these niggas is running around here talking about the bag and having a business tight. Well, isn't this part of it?
Yeah, it is part of it. Supposed to be, yeah.
Now, let's say, but let's go another angle on this. Let's say that Kanye thought it was being handled by the label and all of them, that they were supposed to be taking care of that shit, and it didn't get taken care of. So it's not his fault, but it is his fault because he should have been on top of it too. But he probably thought that they was going to handle it.
Again, B, here we go. The business fucked up. Kanye and them niggas the label and shit. This is, I mean, I don't know. I don't know Kanye's signed. I guess he's signed to a label. I don't know what Pusha T's label situation is, but
he's on good music, ain't he?
That's what I'm thinking. He's and on Kanye that Kanye's still, the label.
Kanye's still Def Jam and all that shit.
I don't know, but
whatever the fuck.
Again. So I'm assuming the heirs for Mr. Jackson are going to get paid at some point in time.
Yeah. It's inevitable.
Oh, they going to get a check. Believe me, they're gonna. Who knows how much? Because it's probably gonna go under the radar, but they're gonna get a check.
One quick thing I wanted to add to that is if you are an underground artist and you got a sample or underground producer or whatever, and you create this sample and it's dope, and you go to the artist, you find the artist, reach out to them, they might not even know you. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they're gonna think you're Kanye and ask you for $1 million for the signing.
I don't know about that. That's not true. I mean, that is. Really? I'm going to belay that last transmission.
Damn.
Because you got some artists out there. Even if you are a no name nobody and you want to try and do the right thing, you got guys out there that want absorbent balloon payments because they don't. First of all, because they hate rap, okay, and they don't want nobody touching their shit. And if they do, they're going to charge you exuberantly. So it depends on who it is. Number two, it still levels to this game. You see, a lot. Now, wait till Conway and them niggas start getting money. Trust me when I tell you, they ain't going to be sued. They ain't going to be sampling the way they was sampling.
Oh, hell to the
no. You know, unless Shady Records and them niggas is coming up with a lot of money. Trust me when I tell you, it's levels to this shit. That rock artist or that opera dude would be like, if any of these Negroes is touching my shit. You know what I mean? Remember, it's
you
like
forget,
that.
Yeah. Forget who's the owner of that squad. So he can make the moves.
I mean, that's easily. True, right? That's true. But the point I'm saying is that if a guy does it and he's on SoundCloud, his lawyer going to tell him, you going to be paying me more out of your pocket because that cat don't got no money. Versus a big fat cow like Kanye West or Eminem or any of these other big fat Hindenburg cats and shit just waiting to get shot down, you know, off of illegal sampling.
Well, that's the way you should do it anyway. I mean, if I'm a nigga that's got my shit out here and I ain't suing none of these little niggas, like, yeah, okay, the fuck I'm gonna get out of that shit? I ain't getting nothing from him. It's just a waste of my time. And like you said, unless you just hate rap that much. And you just saw some old get off my lawn shit. Like, nigga, you can't stop it.
But there's levels. You see that little nigga 2 years from now, and he up at the Rock Nation offices, you gonna want some goddamn money. So that's what's up, man. Yo, shout to Pusha T and Kanye West, man. I don't know, man. I can't believe they haven't gotten their business together yet, but dang. Right. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest is, I got this from you, Swerve. There goes Jay-Z being a leader again, straight off
the
text chain.
Oh, I missed this. What happened?
Well, basically, Jay-Z, Roc Nation, offers legal support to the Phoenix family accusing police of excessive force. Now, accusing police, of course, on the video, that is excessive.
Extremely force. Excessive.
Yes.
On what video are you talking about?
So basically, let me tell you the story if you ain't up on it. G, there was a family in Phoenix who their daughter stole a small
the Barbie doll shit.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't even say Barbie because it was a dollar store.
It was a dollar store. Yeah, but that's what they were saying.
Right.
They were
saying
it's the Barbie doll. They just took a little doll.
Nah, it was a dollar store.
Yeah, I did see that.
Right.
Exactly. I did see that.
That makes a big difference too.
So, shit, I don't even give a fuck if it was a $20 Barbie. Fuck that. The police response was
excessive.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. This makes it worse because it wasn't that shit. It was a dollar. Anyway,
but let me go on. Team Rock has reached out to the family, but let's talk about the police before we talk about Jay and them niggas. So the police show up at the spot. Everybody's seen the video, of course, who's listening to this show. Everybody's seen the video by now. They holding a gun, talking about put your hands up at the mama. Mama's like, I'm holding my baby. I can't put my hands up and shit. The other cop is kicking the shit out of the hubby and shit. Spread your legs and kicking him and just totally. I put a cap in your head, just threatening to kill motherfuckers. Now, the whole time, of course, you know, they getting videotaped. But just the attitude of the police against an African-American couple. B, I don't even care if the whole family was in the dollar store stealing. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't rise to that level.
It doesn't be. Because unarmed.
Right.
Unarmed. It's not like they walked out the store with Uzis in their fucking hands.
Right. And they're not a threat to the police health. I mean, what's the mom going to do with kids in her arm? You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. So anyway, your boy Jay being a leader again, Team Rock has reached out to the family to provide legal support and called for the termination of the police officers and to ensure the well-being of the children mentally and physically, I might add. Team Rock has secured a high-profile attorney, Alex Sparrow, to join the family's legal team.
Oh, he's got that nigga on speed now.
Oh, nigga pro bono on top of that. You know what I mean? And plans are filing a suit against one of the officers for child neglect, etc., etc. The family is also seeking $10 million, okay, from the city of Phoenix. And, you know, that whole shit goes down, man, for officers committed battery, unlawful imprisonment, false arrest, inflection of emotional distress, in addition to violating their civil rights. That's your boy Alex Spiro on point, my nigga.
So, you know, I don't really trust the system.
Okay,
but
no doubt.
Because anything could happen, as we know, in these courts, in these United States of America.
Indeed,
so, I don't
indeed.
Know.
B. He's got a high-profile dog on that fight, though, B. That's different.
That's true.
That's different when you got your local yokels who may not be able to handle situations. And see, Team Rock in that whole situation, you know, they got the lead dog out front who can call in reinforcements, okay, on law and precedents and the whole shit.
They're going to cut the check, B.
So, you know, what's that thing you use? The litmus test? You say the litmus test, right?
Yes, sir.
So, did we not see on video with our eyes a human being, a black human being, sitting in the car beside his girlfriend with a baby in the back, told the cop that he was armed, and he got murdered?
He did,
and
yes.
Nothing happened to that cop, right?
Nothing.
Okay, so it's fucked up that we even got to go that path to think that it wouldn't, because I heard the mayor apologize. I heard the chief of police apologize, which is a black woman, I believe. So already they're admitting guilt. You know what I'm saying? Or why would they be sorry? Right? Well, but that doesn't mean
but see,
that there's a clean path.
They're probably going to get away with it. If cops ain't shit, probably going to happen to them niggas. They're going to get away with this shit. And if not, they'll move over to the next fucking county any damn way and keep their job. But at least the family will get something out of this. And the high profile nature of it will put the cops on notice the next time some shit happens.
Let me see. Let me tell you something. You talk about precedent or litmus test. And Philando Castile is his name. And it's a very good example. But the reason why you now have Jay-Z, Meek Mill, the owner of the Patriots, and all of these people forming this justice coalition, because even in a situation like you saw the cops get off out Simi Valley back in the day, right? The cops got off, right?
The original video.
Right, right, exactly. The original video. But you saw a cat like OJ get off. Okay, and the difference in that is having that hammer on the legal team. See, a lot of times, a lot of this shit, and it's different when you got, you know, back in the days, way back in the 60s, it used to be the Southern Poverty Law Center who would go in and just do all these court cases in the South and basically just dare the Southern judges to violate constitutional norms and want them to go to the Supreme Court where they're gonna get slapped. You know what I mean? Now, you know, don't get me wrong. In today's game, it's a whole different game when you got motherfucking suckers like Clarence Thomas out that bitch. You know what I mean? But I'm telling you, and the city of Phoenix and the state of Arizona understands that it's not just Jay-Z. You know, it's not just Meek Mills, not just a couple of fucking rappers here. You know what I'm saying? The owner of the Patriots, the owner of the Sixers. I mean, you got some heavy, Mark Cuban is dipping in and out of this shit. You got some heavyweight motherfuckers who can make some serious trouble for you. You know, it's going to be easy for to cut the family a check. Like, get rid of them officers. Like Kurt G said, they probably going to get hired in the next county any motherfucking way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, boy, I tell you what.
Anyway,
boy, your boy. Tell you what, your boy Jay-Z doing it.
Anybody seen Colin Kaepernick lately?
No, I ain't seen.
I'm just asking.
I ain't seen Kaepernick
taking your shot at taking him with that
on the
shiv. Yeah, right. A shiv in the back too.
Walk up to that nigga and was like,
that nigga went. Nah, B, he went. What's that movie? American Me on that nigga in the back and say.
Oh, with a rice bag.
Yeah, come on, B. Which I still don't understand. I still don't understand. Cap seemed like he want to be a background guy. Okay, he don't want to be an upfront guy.
But he never wanted to be an upfront guy. He just got noticed what he was doing. He never went out there and was like, I'm kneeling because I'm doing this. He never did. He never said that.
So why the shiv? That's my question.
I'm just asking a question. He got the dough. Now I don't know.
Oh,
damn,
shit.
Damn. Shut the fuck up, fellas. Wow, shit.
Is that America's most? Or is that death certificate? I know it's one of them damn Ice Cube joints.
So, all right, that was good, man. You know, it's your man, Sean Carter. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is T-Pain says, one day the music industry will no longer be a popularity contest. Boy, T-Pain is a little upset about the state of the music industry. I think this was his Twitter where he says, one day we'll get back to when it was music, not the popularity contest. At this point, the numbers are only meaning to the people who don't know that they're being fabricated. It's understandable, though, the game and someone has to be played. You know, T-Pain.
My, how the milk tastes sour when you're no longer on the cow's titty.
Oh, don't drink the milk.
He was sipping off the cow's titty. He was under that bitch, loving it when he was on top. He was suckling. Damn, he was suckling the titties.
A suckling pig.
He was hot in these streets. He was on everybody's shit. Niggas was tired of hearing auto-tune because of this nigga. They still sick of hearing it.
Damn.
Now, because he ain't the shit no more, because he ain't hot fire no more, because niggas ain't checking for him no more.
I was wondering if this was a kettle black called, what is that, pot called a kettle black? I was wondering if it was one of those situations when it comes to T-Pain. But I mean, but does T-Pain have a lucid argument that the music is so... The music itself is so sterile.
He has a
so
point.
So manufactured.
He has a big point. He's valid. Everything he's saying is true. But coming from him, it sounds stale, nigga. Because you was fat off that cow. And you didn't give a fuck when you was the man.
That's the whole point I'm asking. Was he a part of that shit? At any point, was he a part of that shit?
Yes, because when
he wasn't talking no shit about, let's get some Anita Baker's and Luther Vandross's back up in this motherfucker, was he?
No, but at that point,
yeah, shit.
That nigga was he that when that auto tune shit was king, you couldn't tell him absolutely nothing. No. Now he has subsequently put the auto tune down. People have said that wow, the cat actually got some talent. He can actually sing. You know, can we get back to regular harmonies?
niggas ain't trying to hear the Delphonics no more, baby.
Wow, man. The Dramatics, Delphonics, nah. Blue Magic, none of them niggas.
I think there's always going to be a space, yo. Even with young kids, you just got to tap into it. I think there's always going to be a space.
I don't know about that, B. I think that, again, I still say that the young kids see with their eyes first. Well, I should say hear with their eyes first. And so it has to be an entire scheme. It has to be an entire social media scheme. It has to be an entire thing that's sort of interactive. The old nameless, faceless, who's that? But the record is dope, but I don't know actually who that is. I mean, there was, you know.
Right. But that's a great point, B, because they hear with their eyes, B. Whatever they see, it has to have that swag. It has to have all that shit.
Shiny.
It has to be just right. For them to even pick it up and want to even listen to it and be like, yeah, okay, that's good.
Case in point, your boy, who was that, Cornbread Slim on Tech Chain, who posted the freshman cover, XXL. Now, it doesn't matter, B, but what you see on that cover, everything you see on that cover is a signal, okay? Is a well-choreographed, crafted signal a certain group of people. It is not for you,
right.
Kirk
G. They're definitely not giving us shit.
Right.
That's not for us.
It's not for you.
Right.
Honestly, when I look at that cover, I didn't see artists. I saw actors. Honestly, God, yo.
You know what was funny is because I went to XXL after Cornbread Slim posted that joint. Shout out to him. He said that he didn't know nobody on that shit. So I went to the XXL site and said, let me post this shit so you can see exactly all the names. You can see who the hell your kids is actually listening to. Because I was like, this shit here, son. And I actually was surprised to see two cats from the DMV on there.
Yeah, the only cat I knew or vaguely recognized was that YBN Cordy nigga. I know him.
You know Lil Baby. You done mentioned him a few times on here.
Oh, and Gunna.
Yeah, Lil Baby. It wasn't Blueface on there?
And Blueface was on there too. Okay, yeah. So I would say those three. Corday, Gunna.
Megan Thee Stallion. I only know her because
I don't even know the name.
The damn
place. Yeah, I only know the name.
Were you guys reading the comments, though?
No.
I was baffled by the comments, yo.
No 15-year-old is going to say that they are... These guys, they act the part, they dress the part, they do, they doing the whole thing. Now, of course, let's be equal time. A real cynic would say, oh, y'all motherfuckers, y'all didn't say nothing with Flavor Flav was running around wearing bath clocks.
Yeah, but it wasn't a whole goddamn androgynous ass fucking David Bowie type set shit either. God damn. all day, every fucking day, everywhere you are, you David Bowie out there, motherfucker.
No. Controversy.
Fuck it. It is what it is. I ain't the only one that thinks it.
Oh, shit. I mean, yeah, there's a little sort of like a buffed out, you know, a little buffer, you know, a little soft buffer on them, you know, the niggas' day. I will grant you that.
I see you trying to put a little polish on it.
It's like a little soft buffer, you know, shit to buff out the
brushless car wash.
Yeah, that type of shit.
Yeah, Photoshop ass niggas, human Photoshop.
That's what's good, man. So it's your man T-Pain, man. He's kind of disillusioned at the whole industry. And again, boy, I tell you, life comes at you fast, don't it?
Boy, when you was at the top and now you're not. Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
When will I be large like Houdini?
Oh, shit.
Damn, he said super rhymes, but he fell off. Yo, speaking of, yo, next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, it's a three for one. We're going to go through three particular joints that I happen to come across this week. King Killers, I haven't done this in a long time, come across King Killers' radar. Shout out to the people who posted that Benny the Butcher's EP, The Plugs I Met. Now, no, I'm a type of cat, I'm guilty when it comes to Benny, of hearing Benny, but not listening. Because Griselda got me all hood, all fucking, you know, Conway, and I'm looking for that nigga all the time. And I'm hearing
Benny, Benny is the nicest out of them niggas.
No doubt.
And, I ain't even gonna front.
And see, me coming to that conclusion is, but I'm being honest. You know, I'm listening. You know, I'm hearing, but I'm not hearing Benny. I'm just listening to him, but I'm not hearing him. So, of course, they put out the EP and shit. And then I finally, and only this is because, again, it's geared to me. They did the whole, Benny did the research, right? And he said, oh, I'm going to get them old head niggas. They're going to get their ears up now. Okay? So I look
at the dog ears for old heads?
Well, sort of, because this is what he did. I'm looking at the liner notes before I look at the joint. And I'm like, okay, got Thought on there. Oh, you can push a T. Jada Kiss. Conway. You know what I'm saying? 38 Special. So I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You're like, oh, man, this is some food.
Ain't no Lils or Youngs.
Now there's steak with the beans and rice.
Oh, so, okay. So I'm thinking to myself, I was like, damn, okay, the Yumbo really testing his talent, okay, when you bring in these type of players in. You know, these are the guys right here. You know, even if Benny the Butcher is dumb nice, right? They gonna be like, okay, well, let me step up my game. These little young boy nice and shit. Let me see if I can teach him a few lessons. Okay?
Yeah.
Man, nigga. Shoo. Your boy, Benny the Butcher. That shit right there. And it's just the EP. Everybody saying the album earlier this year was fire, but I only really listened to the EP. Shout to your boy, Benny the Butcher. That shit is absolutely on fire. And I apologize for not listening earlier. And like Kurt G said, he's probably the nicest nigga over there at Griselda right now.
Yeah, I really enjoy Benny. Benny's nice like that.
All right, and we're going to hurry up and wind it up. Next one is Blackface Drake, you fucking...
Oh, damn, man.
You
had to introduce it like that, B?
You guy.
You couldn't even give him a half a shake, son.
Yo, he got a record out called Omerta. And so, you know, I just happened to be, just because, you know, we do his show, I said, little fucking, let me check the style. I don't like the guy, but I'll check the style or whatever. He's rhyming, right? And the way he's rhyming, I'm like, wait a minute. That's Smooth the Hustler.
Trigger the Gambler.
Broken Language. This is ridiculous. Now, look, I'm asking the Hip Hop Digest family just to check it out one time. I mean, if you know anything about Smooth the Hustler, Trigger the Gambler, specifically a record called Broken Language, which Drake heard and bit immediately. I just want to be on record on the Hip Hop Digest that I see it, I spot it, I'm blowing it up. I'm telling the world, as far as our small audience goes, that Drake is a continual.
Whatever that was you were just saying.
Just clenching my
you wouldn't,
yeah, I felt that way about you.
If I'm angry.
I felt that way about you asking us to listen to that shit, because it's like, come on. Yo, you do understand that his voice, he can't help his voice to me, whatever. I can't help my voice, but his shit just irritates me. I don't want to hear it.
I'm just sorry. A young boy who love him and is going to continue to love him. But I'm just going to put it in the back of their mind every time. I'm like, boy, yeah, he's.
You on your dinosaur shit for real right now.
I can't even.
Devil's advocate.
Are you getting ready to take my thunder? Because I'm getting ready to go there.
Go ahead. You go ahead and say what you're going
to
say.
Because, see, this is what I'm getting ready to say, B. I understand that you don't like his voice, and I get that. Because there's some rappers that I don't like their voice, too. And I understand why this nigga just can't fuck with him, period.
Right.
But, son, that track is fucking fire, B. I'm not even gonna lie, B.
I'm gonna go to the next topic.
No, son. That track is fucking fire, B. I'm straight dead ass. That track is fire. If you had heard a Jada Kiss or fucking Nas on that track, you'd be on the show talking about, now that's how veterans do it.
Okay.
Showing leadership here. Okay. They ain't out here on that trap shit.
Okay,
they're not on that. They're just showing accountability.
Okay,
on trap shit.
Hold up.
He is on a trap. He's on a joint. That, wait a minute. That shit, that track is hot.
I want to get a couple of questions answered. No, I just want one.
The track is hot.
I want to get one question answered.
Okay.
Is he biting a broken language?
Hell yeah.
Okay, Igor, is he biting broken language? Okay, that's all I want to get answered. That's it.
Yes, he's biting. He is biting for damn sure, and he didn't give no credit. Had he gave them credit, I would have gave him a pass. If he had gave them some credit in the song and would have talked about them, I'd have been like, yeah, okay, I'm going to give him a pass for that. But he didn't give them no credit. He didn't even mention them in the song.
Mm-hmm. So, now, before we get out of here, I'm going to talk about the last record that came across my radar. It's Tyler, the Creator's Igor. Or if that's how you pronounce it.
It's either Igor or Igor or something.
Igor or Igor. Tyler, the Creator. And this basically, ladies and gentlemen, is Tyler, Creator's 808 and 808 Heartbreak. Only in description only. Because there's no other way I can describe it. But actually like the album. It is, this album is so weird.
But you like that Cherry Bomb shit.
It is all B.
Yes.
And I didn't like the Cherry Bomb shit.
Okay.
So I know I'm not going to like it.
Okay.
Cherry Bomb was dope.
B, first of all, I don't think that this Igor or Igor shit is a rap album. First of all, it is so multi-layered.
This is the shit that knocked your boy out and had him pissed off. This album is the one that knocked your boy out.
B, this is what I'm saying. This shit right here is, you can't listen to it expecting the usual, because it is so unusual. Somewhere Andre 3000 is pissed, because this is like maybe the album he wanted to make. This is totally devoid of any type of style that you're used to. Any of that shit. You know what I mean?
Well, Sydney was telling me that she wanted me to listen to that, and then she was thinking to her. She said out loud to me, well, I know you're hip-hop, Dad, but I know you like other kind of music too, which told me what you just said, it's not a hip-hop album. But I'm open to listen to it. I'm open.
B, I'm telling you, this cat right here.
I'm going to give it a listen just like you told me about the Cherry Bomb joint. I'm going to give it a listen. I didn't like the Cherry Bomb, and I'm probably not going to like this one, but I'm going to listen to it, and I will confess next week whether I like it or not.
This is what I'm saying. To me, and I'll wrap it up quickly, this is just a weirdest album.
But he is that nigga, though. He's always been a weirdo type of nigga.
But I'm telling you, I was drawn to it. I couldn't believe it. I actually thought it was all right. I mean, for what it is. I mean, it's not.
At least you're telling me it ain't hip-hop.
No, it's not.
Look, let's not rush the show. It's the elephant in the room. I'm about to get out of here and go see Eric B. and Rakim. y'all keep going if you want to. It's all good. I'm
B, actually, that's the last topic of the joint. We're going to get into Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
There it is.
Yeah, you see this nigga name dropping and shit. About to bounce someone that's talking about, I'm about to go see her being Rakim. y'all about to do, nigga?
Again, another legacy group who understands. Well, Rakim could have got the guap by himself, though, but I think he understands.
Did last year out here in Carson. Yeah. And I was there.
What's good, yo, on the albums of the week, baby?
As soon as I can...
Kurt, he's fucked up. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No. Hold the diesel. I think he got it together.
I got it together here. That, oh, boy. I can smell the gas, though. I can smell it.
Exactly.
I said, oh, shit. Is that JP5? No.
Jet fuel.
Look at these Navy niggas and shit.
All right. This week, we got Wordsworth and Pearl Gates Champion Sounds. That's Wordsworth and Pearl Gates Champion Sounds. That joint ain't bad.
Wow, okay.
And then we got Clever One and BBZ Darnie. That's Clever One and BBZ Darnie. Oh, shit, I forgot the name. Put the title on there. I'm already getting fucked up. I just got ran over right there. I forgot to put the title on that joint.
He got his baby toe.
Oh! I shoot that crusty motherfucker off. All right, and then the instrumental joint is Clem Beats Springtime. That's Clem Beats Springtime.
All right, Clem Beats probably crazy.
Yeah, that's hot. So.
As I walk off, Eddie Murphy didn't get no love in the motherfucking chain.
Eddie Murphy got two of my favorite movies, too.
Oh, shit. All right, y'all, I'll get up with you, though.
Peace.
All right, peace.
Jeez.
One.
Let's go. Let's go. You know what this is? The butcher coming, nigga. Hey, look, we don't do no price talk. Cause I already know they numbers. Plus me and your old connect was tighter than them Dolce runners. First time I ever cooked the deuce, I got a four-way from it. Stabbed it in a pot so many times, they think OJ done it. If me and Push would've linked back when I was a dealer, that's an 18-wheeler to my town from Virginia. Enough glitter on my neck, it make my ex-bitch bitter. I put up to the checks, pushing the Lex like I'm Jigga. To really make these type of checks, I took my chances when I was scrambling without no license. Yes, I really took those type of risks. I'm laughing at indictment threats. I used to sell O's, but now I outsell shows. To the feds, the trail cold. When I was locked, never called, but I used to send mail home. I got close homies who caught in new cases on jail phones. Velcro strapped and clip got a curve like an elbow. She counting up when the bitch got the 50, a nail broke. They talking racks, but my plug bring it back on a sailboat. And I flooded my corner right after the scale. Bro, that's your bitch, but I'm not a nigga, she tell no.
Yeah.
Cause you got the bitch fly, but it wasn't Chanel,
no. Nothing like you new gangsters pointing guns at the camera.
Never.
I bet you niggas practice in the mirror, brick of money to your earlobe. Six picks, same brick, something's weird, though. They say a hero's nothing but a sandwich. The 488 coming through like the praying mantis.
My
bitches got standards. It's fan love and war. It's okay to fuck a scammer as long as he empty the bag like Black Santa. Steak dinners at Dan Tanner's. Pick a Tamra. The purple in my rainbow is amethyst. Only I can coke rap this glamorous. The only drug dealer out at Fashion Week with an 80-20 split like Master P. Why would I ever 50-50? You ain't half for me. Benny the Butcher coming after me. Push.
I flooded my corner. I flooded my corner right after the scale broke.
The 488 coming through like the Grand Man.
That's an 18-wheeler to my time.
One. Body out there. Two. Yo, y'all so far behind me, can't catch up. Shaking the hate, hoping I make a mistake and mess up. I'm good as gone when I put it on like dress up. Pointy shoes, look at the corny dudes, and guess what? Don't matter the kick, snare, or the hat sound. I sit high on a big chair and attack clowns. Exact towns, I locate and I drop the bombs. Your size is small, you rise and fall like stocks and bonds. I got your moms in the crosshairs and the Lord's prayers. Won't save her, I never fold like porch chairs. See, y'all so far in the back. Need a telescope to analyze a star in this track. I'm from another galaxy, call it a fact. I'ma loan you this flow, but I'ma borrow it back. Y'all don't know how to use it right. So if you step in the ring, be prepared to lose the fight. Yeah.
At a standstill, let's keep it real. I and I trust no one unless we share the same intention. Never lose direction, never flex to impress them. Out for self, it's a wrap. May the Lord bless them. Stood stoic, crushing these palms. This game is for kings. We aiming for your thrones. Only time will tell who will fold. World cold, but I'm still moving on. Them salty poems, they pushing ain't hurting my soul. More fuel for the fire, struck the crown with the fatal blow. That's all she wrote. I'm at your throat, provoking thought, while the rest are far behind, choking on my smoke. Spoke success into existence, shifted the balance. No malice, they ain't touching my status. Leaders of the pack, beyond the clouds, above the average. Speaking rhythmic language, counterattack savage. Protect what we branded, built from scratch, nothing handed. We're made men of word and honor, overstanding. They lack the basics, they're so far behind. They lack the heart, no punch to their lines. They lack the movement, they get left behind. Second guess me, I pay them no mind. Miles ahead of you, and you're so.
You're so far behind.
Fuck everybody that don't believe the vision.
Come on, who wanna front now?
You best show some respect.
Just trying to get it.
I look back and I can see.
You're so far behind.
Just do better. Get out the minds of the sheep as followers. Strive to be the trendsetter. Be better than the memes that we deem as fact. We're nowhere with all the check validity of stats. It seems we react to the latest hashtag trends like expensive handbags worn by stars. Measure of success, purchase of these foreign cars. Parading in a masquerade, then exposed as frauds. Monkey see or monkey do, why does it happen? A star thought it cool to do an ice bucket challenge. The masses got on camera, almost didn't get the purpose. Original intent was noble. Sheep that in the surface, narcissism at its finest, intentions impure. I guess with all the posts I've seen, ALS is cured. Just another cause comes and goes, flavor of the week. Till the next hot topic out, captivates the sheep that follow the herd. Zombies in this apocalypse, leaders sipping Kool-Aid, or you siding with the followers? A head scratching, why these kids eating Tide Pods? Are you kidding me? Oh my God, it's a challenge, youngins actually died. Social media eating people alive. Slave to the blue thumb, the extent that some will go to gain acceptance. Observing from my timeline, hard not to pay attention to the buffoonery and coonery. Young brothers waving guns, girls twerking on camera for you to see. With a child standing there looking clueless, the message in the bottle says that you can do this to succeed. Forget the need to read and write to achieve. As long as you stay on the feed, you got exactly what you need. 10-year challenge popular with folks, physical transformation for many dope
help, but no growth, mentally the same. Life game is lame, effed off in your early days. Now all you do is complain about the world did you wrong and not to get you. Get off your self-entitled high horse, you'd sue life if it let you. Life at a standstill like a mannequin challenge. Couldn't hold the pose, your puckered lips snapped you off balance. Camera phone in front the mirror in the bathroom shot. Isometric angle, gotta make sure that the act is caught. Thirst is real, dudes fly to the bird box. Flip the bird with this now, he refers to her as thought. All these losers on the prowl, wow. Stunting on the ground, persona gets exposed like Bow Wow. Challenge to your character, claims you couldn't take back. Poor decisions last longer than a face tag on your favorite rapper that you say is cool. Less than a handful of rappers make it. Stay in school, kids. Get a trade, be realistic with your expectations. Nothing wrong with chasing music as a destination, but what you missing is a plan, no contingency. Social media got you thinking of wins instantly. To hell with all the groundwork in the process. Going viral is the object. Fame is the only option. A lame is only opting for the latter. So many lames out here, they mama should have swallowed up the morning after. Pills, speaking of pills and drug abusers, my timeline flooded with all these losers. Not to be confused with alcoholics and abusers. I'm talking about the loser that chooses to pump that message in the music when they themselves ain't even consuming. They got a generation hooked on drugs destined for a hard future. These are the live zeros, the ones we put on pedestals like heroes. These people need to get their souls repoed. We need to spot these snakes in the grass, and I ask that we stop giving passes, calling things classic when yet to stand and test the time. They flash in a pan, dope to dummies. Nothing more than amateurs, fan. We love to meet your brother's keeper in these streets, right? God forbid you in some heat. Your brother's reach to film the street fight. Refuse to intervene if it don't involve a come up. From sundown to sunup, when no come up, you get done up, hung up to dry. But they still refer to you as fam. Term of endearment, not deserve to be man. Fake views, fake news is how you stay true. Fake it till you make it is how you pay dues. Memes over microphones is how you slay crews. Streams and pay to play is how promoters pay you. Take you for granted when they ain't shit without you. Somehow convinces that we need them when the fact is not true. Dwindling in self-worth, we are the entertainment. Live performance breaks when fools stop editing arrangements. From studio recordings turning shows to karaoke, the standards been lowered, industry said okie dokie. His amateurs embraced it like the other trends before them. Disrespect the foundation makes it harder to support.
Up like Tony juggling his speakerphones. Fuck Sosa, bitch, I got soldiers that I put my people on. 2009, that bitch food stamps what I was eating on. Got four-way quarters, half nine pieces on my Nokia phone. Squad, diamonds make haters stay on their job. Keeping a baby 380 with me like Callis, stay with the side. Bought that poison poppy seed, Afghani shit from the mob. It's a cartoon that flip on the cover of Lucky Charms. Every morning I wake up with my daughter Dora Explorer. Then I get right back to the pot kitchen stinking. That's potty training. Murder, no road to the motherfucking plane. They fit my arraignment. Keep the dead on presses on green paper. Fuck being famous, nigga.
Christ will come with the fame. Flowers cover the grave. Power, love, and loyalty. Wash me clean.
Industry got you sleep, but bitch, I woke, I know the devil. These niggas be falling off every day like Ace Hood, Roly Bezel. Niggas don't understand the 360 mean a percentage of every income stream. That record ain't no one on others, you tripping your management and your legal team. I done been dropped before, talked about it, rolled off before. Hard on my sleeve in the ATF at my mama, though. The small store told me, Freddie, fix up your posture, bro. Walk tall and never show niggas more than they gotta know. Real G's moving silence like Giannis. My Greek freak, we did a menage with a friend at St. Thomas. From 50 carats in my pendant to change up the climate. Repaint all the whips, the cocaine might decorate the garage.
Christ will come with the fame. Flowers cover the grave. Power, love, and loyalty. Wash me clean today.
Cain all in the blood, shots to the brain, snow on the bluff. Calls for a truce, but troops came with snubs. Bodies hit the pavement, money came for months.
I wasn't there.
Cain paid the bills, penthouse the suite, sugar on the hill. Some will get free, but most will get killed. I'm just doing me, and me, I'm doing still.
I wasn't there.
Started with a nickel in my Tommy socks.
Smoking blacks and getting sips of Papa's Remy Martin. Boosting polo out of Macy's in the JanSport. Mama would've got me anything I asked for. In the city where they iffy on supporting niggas. Moved to LA, started selling pounds of cauliflower. Same niggas that I grew up sharing shoes with. Turn the limit to a multi-million dollar movement.
Christ come with the fame. Flowers cover the grave.
Cover
power, love, and loyalty.
Oh, yeah.
Wash me clean.
Wash me clean.
Cane all in the blood. Shots to the brain. Snow on the bluff. Calls for a truce, but truce came for snuff. Bodies hit the pavement. Money came for months. Cane paid the bills. Penthouse the suite. Sugar on the hill. Some will get free. But most will get killed. I'm just doing me and me, I'm doing still.
Price will come with the fame. Flowers cover the grave. Power, love, and loyalty. Wash me clean today.
For the fame. Cover it all, cover it all. Where's your loyalty? Wash me clean today.
Yo. Yo, yo, from the heart of Medina to the head of Fort Greene. Now I see everything. Niggas who sling, shouting cash thrown inside a ring. Bobby Digital got the golden silk sting. Rhyme star, I write a $100,000 ball. My tits like combo, delete your power ball. Dr. Octopus tentacles, sing a simple song, Bob Digital instrumental. Nothing's identical, you biter, non-whiter. Mr. Potato Head or Ida. Deep fried kinkle cut, one single cut fucks your whole LP up. You must be stupid, you liar. I'm the pure fire, live wire. Pop reviver, a suicide mission you're committing. Go against the Wu-Tang henchmen. Perfect precision marksman. Spit Dawson, Flip Charleston. Archery, shots aimed at your heart. And Daffy Duckers, we still bring the motherfucking ruckus. Project Killer Hill, be the buckers. Smoke blunts, drink Bud Light beer with Buzz Lightyear. Rip a hand to infinity, but I'm right here. Bobby Digital, overthrow your whole citadel. Mr. Pitiful, your whole strap stack is despicable. I'm the nervous, your shit cannot flourish. Cherish every moment of this love before you perish, bitch. Watch me switch. Looking for a bird I can hitch into your atmosphere. Take your pussy out like a pass mirror. Make you smile at the same time. Crack a tear, smack your rear. Vagina saliva. Told you we're Rough Rider up inside ya. Thick apple head opens up your clit wider. Taste the apple cider. You become strong, then become a rider.
Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Digi, digi, digi.
Stuck to your ass like a Victoria's Secret wedgie. Hard in Medina to the head of Fort Greene. Now I see everything. Niggas who sling. Shouting cash thrown inside the bing. Bobby Digital got the killer bee sting. From the heart of Medina to the top of Fort Greene. Now I see everything. Niggas who sling. Shouting cash is thrown inside the bing. Bobby Digital got the killer bee sting.
Drink a Heineken as we go inside the mind again. Never minded men dropping gem, can he shine again? Most definite. Let this be my last will and testament for the pessimist. Exercise for the exorcist. Johnny Treacherous, like three. I'm supposed to be perpetuous. Decimate the poetry, get everything that's close to me. The lecturist, Jonathan, king of the seven seas. Battle with Leviathan, the Methodist. Poly to your deficit, hit it up. If I can't live it up, somebody gotta give it up. John Jay, blow him out the water, Dr. Bombay. Your bitch look like Strong Jay, rubbing me the wrong way, burn one and saute, bringing you different ways of swordplay. They bustin' bullets over Broadway, deep cover. I'm like Larry when the fish burn, I burn rubber, cause I'm not an easy lover. 10 to midnight, butt naked with a knife. Ask my AI likes, I've been crazy all my life. Hard time, homicide time, fly, do or die. Crooked ass and crooked eyes, scripture from the dark side. Johnny Five, I reside in the killer beehive. Only the strong gon' survive. From the depths of the killer to the top and now born. Wildin' on Staten Island, be the poet John John. Can't forget Bobby, if I did I feel chipped. Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without Miracle Whip. From the depths of the killer to the top and now born. Wildin' on Staten Island, be the poet John John. Can't forget Digi, if I did I feel chipped. Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without Miracle Whip.
Done.
son.